Blog Talk Radio.
In case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and tears are shattered, you are broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Heart wants to put you back together. You don't have to stay in the shade that you need. The Father wants to put you back together again. Oh, the Father wants to put you back together again.
Thank you.
The glory of the King, WC.
WC. All right. That's capital T, PHC, PWC. And you can send as much as you want, as little as you want, or as often as you want. Hallelujah. But if you still want to go to the GoFundMe page, you can call Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201. Again, that's 443-416-1201. God bless you real good. Thank you.
Give me Pastor, I just thought they may even want to drop something in the mail.
Okay, yes.
Our address, address it to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Praise God. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. God bless you. Or you just want to bring something and come to the service. We have a live service once a week on Sunday at 3 p.m. And you want to come to our sanctuary, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace, and you come to the side entrance or rear entrance for handicap accessibility. And we have a tremendous service. And this coming Sunday is, glory to God, fourth Sunday, and it's going to be a healing explosion. So folks have been looking for healing. They're trying to find that healing. They've been looking everywhere for the healing. Guess what? Your healing's been looking for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God says, with your stripes, you were healed. So your healing is looking for you. So praise God. You want to come and get the revelation, come on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Pastor Theodos Lee, Blessed Maryland, is going to be here. Hallelujah. And you know, Pastor Peaches, I want to also share that we need 200 cheers. We really don't need 200 now. We actually need 180 cheers for the new building. And if you donate $125, that's going to take care of a cheer. We know that's going to take care of a cheer. So we're looking for 180 more cheers for this new edifice. Hallelujah. We got 20 already. We want the 180 more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. And you know what? You know, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves, somebody prayed for us. They actually called out our name to the Father God. In Jesus' name. And, Pastor Peaches, I know they got a prayer through because we here. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah, because we done made it through what we done been through. And the operable word is through. Hallelujah. That God done brought us through. So as I play the prayer in the background, begin to put people's names into the atmosphere of blessing. For when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God. Your blessings upon my wife. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
I pray.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deacon Annette James. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca, the entire family, Coco and Faith, Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica. Hallelujah. And Julius and Joshua and Victor, all the family. Glory to God. Everyone, oh God. Chuck out of all the grands, hallelujah. If there are any greats, hallelujah, all them too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris, Anjanette Harris, Yvette, Rosalind, Ronald, hallelujah, all the family, hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah, hallelujah, First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah, Sister Sandra Horn, Elder Tommy Horn, Elder Nola Carr, Elder, hallelujah, Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah, Dominique and Justin, and hallelujah, hallelujah, Latricia, Tiny, and Dominique, and Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, until one more Earl, and Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon, and Travion, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Dominique, another Dominique, hallelujah, another Dominique, hallelujah, Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela, and still another Pamela, glory to God, Kimberly, another Kimberly, another Kimberly, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Juliet, and Andrea, and David, and another David, another David, hallelujah, Antoine, hallelujah, glory to God, Tony, and Vicky, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Jeffrey and Maria, hallelujah, glory to God, yada bushaba, Pastor Theodis Lee, Pastor Maxine Lee, Sister Jones, Sister Lil, Sister Holland, Robin Stewart and her husband, hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah, glory to God. Her family, hallelujah, glory to God. Corinthia Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson, hallelujah, hallelujah. Loretta and James Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Janetta McCoy, hallelujah. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Tom's friend. First Lady Rosalind's friend. Hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jason Roseborough. First Lady. Shirley Roseborough. Hallelujah. A bishop. Hallelujah. Larry Somerville, S.R. Hallelujah. Pastor Elaine. Hallelujah. Somerville. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shirley Wilfong, Shirley Whitley, hallelujah. Elder and Minister Miles, hallelujah. Glory to God. Carol Tunstall, Carol King, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, Evangelist Margaret Pierce, Gary Don Wilson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Guys, sister and brother and mother, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Money under the book, shout out of the book, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord.
In the name of
thank you. Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakim, hallelujah.
In the name of
our family, Lord, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Money under the book, shout out of the book, Lord, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Yada the bullshit kid in the woche. But don't do it by your bullshit, the little boy, the boy, your bullshit kid in the. Oh, you're the bullshit, another boy, your kid in the dust another day. Oh, your man, the little boy, for your man, you're the day, said the roche. Then the little boy, for your brother, your little boy, shut out of your book, oh, you're the sucker. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, hallelujah. After this next selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, warrior of the word, woman of hallelujah, guardian of the altar, hallelujah, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. With the Children's Corner, Hallelujah.
He has made me glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm reminded of a scripture in Matthew 17:27. And I'm going to start reading from the 24th verse. And it says, and when they would come to Capernaum, and they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, do not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast the hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that and give them for me and thee. See, a lot of times we worry, and talking to the children, a lot of times we worry about things that we shouldn't worry about. A lot of times we have things on our mind, and sometimes we're biting our fingernails. Oh, wow, I wasn't able to get a job this summer. How am I going to get my school supplies, and how am I going to pay college tuition and my school uniform, my new school uniform, and I still have enough time. During the summer, I can still get a little job. But how can I do it? And you're worrying about things that you should not be concerned about. What day is it, young people? What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Hump day. Woo-hoo! And if God can bring us through part of the week up to Wednesday, he can take us through the rest of the week. I know we're not in school, not unless you had to do summer school. I don't even know if that's something that's even going on anymore. But if he can bring you through this part of the week, he can take us through the rest of the week. If he can bring us through a school year that was challenging, oh my goodness, a challenging school year, he can bring us through all the things that we've seen in the news. Hallelujah. He's brought us through things that's going on in school, brought us through a pandemic, and still protecting us, still taking care of us. Don't you know God is still able to get you the things that you need for school? Don't worry about those things. Don't worry about those things, okay? Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Okay? Because everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh findeth, and they run and knock the doors open to them, okay? So, and I shared with you sometime in the evening when you have some time and you and we are, and something a lot of times we are on social media, and that can captivate your mind so much that you think you're on only on, well, I'm just going to be on there just a couple minutes. I'm just going to see what my cousin posted, and you're on there for an hour. I used to wonder, how can anybody be on their phone looking or whatever for an hour? I have found out, oh, my goodness, there is so much there that just captivates you. And before you know it, you're reading this, and you're seeing little babies on it, and you're seeing a little kitty cat, the cute little kitty cats and the cute animals, and you're seeing this, and you're seeing movie stars. It's, oh, my goodness, I didn't know this. And before you know it, an hour is taken up, 2 hours taken up. Spend that much time in the Word, young people. So therefore, sometimes come away from the social media, okay? Sometimes just come, just a few minutes. Come away from the social media for a few minutes and spend some time with the Lord and letting Him know how much you love Him, okay? And just bearing your heart out to Him. God, I need my school supplies. If you're getting ready to go to college, Lord God, I need college tuition. I have so many miracles to tell you how God paid my college tuition, how He just, I mean, just out the blue, how He came through with books and all. And I was standing in front of the registrar just crying because God did it for me. Because God did it for me. Hallelujah. I've graduated since then, but God did so many miracles for me when I was in college. God is able to do the same thing for you. He's the same God. Tell Him, make out your list, what you want for school, what the whatever your uniform, everything you need for uniform. You want to be able to wear a different shirt, a new shirt or a different shirt every day. He's able to give you five shirts, five pairs of pants. What everything that you need, make out your list and submit it to the Lord. Say, okay, God, this is what I need. And then forget about it. Because God don't want you to worry about it. Okay? Ephesians 3:20, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. More than we can even imagine. More than we can even imagine. If you want to be able to wear a different pair of shoes every day with a different pair, a different design of pants, if you have to wear khaki pants every day and you want to be able to wear a different pair of pants, a different pair of shoes every day with a different pair design of khaki pants, don't you know God is able to do it? God can let you be the fashionista of the school. Hallelujah. God is able to do it. Matthew 7:7 says, ask, seek, and knock. Matthew 17:27. Hallelujah. Matthew 17:27. Tells you how there was some money that was needed, and Jesus told His disciples, go down to the river. The first fish you get, open up his mouth. Don't you know it? Hey, no, I ain't going to say Jesus not going to tell you go down to the river and get a fish. He may tell you go for a walk one day. It's up to Him to supply the need. However, He wants to supply the need. Don't put anything past God. And don't say, oh, well, God, Lord, I don't fish. Well, God may tell you go for a walk. God may tell you, go to that tree. Look up in the tree. I got your money up there. One of my girlfriends was walking down the street one day. She was going to the bus stop, and there were $20 bills floating in the air. I'm like, hey, I know of another story. Somebody needed $80,000. I don't know if it came out the airplane or some drug dealer, but by the time she and her husband finished picking up the money, they had the $80,000. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can even imagine. So go ahead on and imagine it. Go ahead on and think it. And you know what? And God He's gonna surpass whatever you can come up with. So don't think. He would have the faith the size of a mustard seed. And that's a very, very, very tiny, tiny, tiny seed. Just have faith. If you can think it, God can do it. You can have the faith to believe it. God can see you through. God can do it. Trust him. Make out a list. Make out a list. It may sound strange, but try God. Tempt him. Try him. Say, okay, God, this is what I need you to do. And you don't even have to tell anybody. Just let it be between you and Jesus. You don't have to tell anybody. And because you may think, well, just in case it doesn't happen, I don't want to have egg on my face. I'm not going to tell anybody I'm going to do it. Jesus is not going to tell you a secret. He doesn't tell secrets. Tell him what you're desiring. And watch him bring it to pass. And tell him also the kind of grades you want to make when school opens back up. And so but spend some time reading during the summer. Don't let all your whole summer go past and you not cracking the book and staying up on your reading, okay? So read sometimes. Read the Word of God, okay? Read the Word of God. Go to the library. Get in the quiet corner. Have some time with your Lord. If your house too noisy or whatever, steal away. And God will bless your sons off, and he'll honor you because you're honoring him. And let me know of the different miracles that God has wrought in your life because of the Word of God and because you have honored God, and God will honor you. Back to you, Pastor.
Oh,
thank you.
Lord, God bless you for the Word. May God add signs, wonders, and miracles to the Word just shared.
God,
I may share something else. Children, you got the electronics. Life is an open book test. The book is the Word of God. Your electronics, you're going through something, you're looking for direction. You can actually talk to your smartphone and say, where in the scripture does it talk about children in school or something, or whatever is your problem.
Yes.
And what will come up will be three or four options for you to go to in the Word of God. It's in there. The Bible is a source, direction.
Yes.
And Pastor Peaches, I thank God for you because you're so right. We all, a lot of times we want to connect the dots. We just do what God says, don't try to connect the dots. If Peter had said, well, why am I going out to the river? And you mean they're going to be, I'm going to catch a fish. The first fish is going to be a corns in there. He did what God said do. Sometimes we just got to do what God said do.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I try to, what scripture you love? Proverbs 3:5-6, lead
yes.
not to own
your own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path.
Hallelujah. Well, children, you can't say you didn't hear. You done heard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. glory and power belong to our God.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, add blessings, signs and wonders and miracles to the Children's Corner on this evening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. And I want to share this with some of you who may be the second or third time you've listened to us. And you wonder why we do Holy Communion every time we get together like this. It's the meal that heals.
Amen.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Now, you know what the Word of God says. In Exodus, in Deuteronomy, it said, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you. Now, knowing that this is the meal that heals, you're going to do that once a year? Or you're going to do it even once a month? You're going to do it once a week? I'm going to tell you right now, we do this every day. In our morning worship at 7 in the morning. Sometimes we do it two or three times a day. Hallelujah. This is the meal that heals.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the text on this evening, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves and we do just that. And when you ever hear that phraseology, you start thinking about what you need to ask God to forgive you for. So we're going to do that right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent right now of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, the word of the Lord says in the text to examine yourselves. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We, hallelujah, helps us do that. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood, and through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord. Now, your word says in this text on today that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should die, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26 and 1 John 3:1-2 and 1 John 1:12-13 and Galatians 3:26 in Psalms 100. Your word declares that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, so we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our full parts of faith. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family. Every cell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Pastor Peter, even though the music's still going, it's okay. What time is it?
Time for the word. Time for the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now. We curse you from the root, and we bind you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise. Because the power, all of it, belongs to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I'd like for Pastor Peaches to read this voluminous list of scriptures on this evening, this massive list of scriptures on this evening. Can you give the addresses, please?
Yes. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14, 2 Peter 3, verse 9.
Is that it?
Woohoo!
How many scriptures is that?
Only four.
Minister Lena, please get up off the floor. And Sister Julie, get up off the floor, too. Yes, only four scriptures. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hear somebody else say, praise God, too. Sister Angie, yeah, praise God. Four scriptures. Look, because this is such a unique experience, can you give those four scriptures again? The addresses?
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. St. John 14. 1 through 3, Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, and 2 Peter 3, verse 9.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, can you help Deacon AJ off the floor? I think she might have fainted.
No, because she know you're going to add on some more scriptures before it's all over with.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus
is Lord. So we thank God for the opportunity. Let us begin. There was a woman whose name was Elizabeth. And she was sent here by God. She had some messages to deliver. She had music in her bones. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know somebody's thinking, okay, who's this Elizabeth? Let me give you some details about Elizabeth. What order did she get? She was born May 1st, 1907. And she went to her reward June 17th, 1986. That may not be the Elizabeth you were thinking about. Hallelujah. Her complete name was Catherine Elizabeth Smith. And one thing, there's a tradition that Catherine Elizabeth Smith was working in a five and dime. Y'all folk over 50 might know what a five and dime, maybe over 60, because they had stores. It wasn't five below. It was 5 and 10 cent stores.
Amen.
And she worked there in front of a display, I think, for music. And she would sing. And tradition has it that's how she got discovered. Her performance or stage name was Kate Smith.
Amen.
So now some of you know who I'm talking about. Most music historians say that Kate Smith had the greatest contralto voice in the 20th century. One of the greatest things about Kate Smith is that she chose to sing an Irving Berlin song called God Bless America. And it gained so much notoriety because the heyday, she was in the music industry for 5 decades. 50 years or more. The pinnacle of her time as the songbird of the South, that's what they call her, a songbird of radio, or the queen of radio, was in the 1940s. That was during World War II. Hallelujah. And you can see the significance of God Bless America. Every major event, usually in those times and way after that, ended with her either singing it live or in a recording of Kate Smith singing God Bless America. It was so prevalent till in the 1950s, the early 60s. Couple of baseball commentators were listening to, dealing with a baseball game, and the home team was losing miserably. And one commentator says, well, I guess the game is over. And the other commentator said, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. And they were talking about Kate Smith. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. And that was picked up and utilized for decades in sports. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. Until they bumped into a guy named Yogi Berra, who changed a little bit. He said, it ain't over until it's over. But the significance of why I went there is that you've heard a lot of people tell you in your life, well, you may as well give up. You ain't going to do this. You ain't going to be that. You ain't going to be nothing. Or that won't work. This won't work. Oh, that ain't gonna last. This ain't gonna last. Now, we aren't gonna say it ain't over till a fat lady sings, but we can say it ain't over until God says it's over. Somebody needs to say amen.
That's right, amen.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
Now, you may be by yourself. So I want you to tell self, if you got a mirror, look in the mirror, and you tell self, if you don't have a mirror, just say self, self, it ain't over, it ain't over, until God says it over, until God says it's over. I want you to remember that. We pay too much attention to what other people say. What other people say, and 50 Cent won't even buy you a cup of coffee. And if they're giving it for free, that's all right. Give you a free cup of coffee. Fantastic. But 50 Cent and what others say and think about you and your walk in Christ and your desires and your vision and your mission, it ain't worth they used to say doodly stuff. I don't know what they said. But anyway, it ain't worth nothing. Because it ain't over until God says it's over. Read the first scripture.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Now, that's God talking to you. Somebody trying to tell you that it ain't going to work, it'll never work, you'll always be on welfare, you'll always be renting, never owning. You always be walking instead of driving your own car. You always, you'll never finish high school or you'll never go to college. That ain't God talking.
Amen.
Read that again so that this can sink into somebody's brain.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end.
God wants good for you.
Amen.
He wants you to have peace. He wants you to receive the good.
That's right.
Of the life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, shakara da da da. Shakara da da da. I think you have a prophetic anointing, Pastor Peaches. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All those things, everything else that was preceding that scripture. Stuff. God didn't intend for you to struggle through life. He intended for you to strive, to thrive. To thrive. Boy, I wish I could say that right. Thrive. Not survive. You're going to survive. He wants you to thrive. That means to succeed wherever you are and to go further. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God says it's over. Read the next scripture.
St. John 14:1-3.
Go ahead.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Stop. You up there worrying about what some other folks saying. Some of you worried about what your family said. Then they called you dumb, stupid, retarded. Then they called you everything but a child of the king. Don't worry about what they say. You worry about what God said. He said, read what you just read.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Don't be worried. Don't be troubled. Go ahead, continue.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Stop. Jesus, God, that won. God is your source through Jesus Christ. You come in the way you're thieving and robbing. God is your source through Jesus Christ. When you pray Almighty God in Jesus' name. Or at the end of your prayer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because he's the one that said, let not your heart be troubled. Is this Jesus talking? Yes, it is. And that what you just read? Go ahead and read the second verse.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Now, God going to prepare a mansion for you. That means you done something on this side of the river. Is that right?
Yes.
You done had access in Christ on this side. I'm reminded of a story I was once told. This famous world-renowned preacher passed away and he went to heaven. And he was, St. Peter was showing him, you know, around and then says, well, I'd like to see my mansion. And he went, there was a little mansion. He said, okay. But next to his mansion was this real big mansion. And the preacher said, well, whose mansion is that? That must be a pope or a great bishop or somebody. Whose mansion is that? And St. Peter said, oh, that's the your van driver. He says, what? That's the mansion of the van driver that drove people to your service. Why does he have a bigger mansion than I have? Because every time he drove, everybody was fresh. Everybody was praying. They prayed a lot when he drove. He might not have been a good driver. But anyway, that was supposed to be funny. I guess it wasn't, because nobody's laughing. Hallelujah. Moving on. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. Let's get back to the message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is preparing a mansion for you because of something that happened over here. He decided that you're a winner. He sent you here as a winner. He said, oh, that must be, you need somebody like Billy Grant? No, you. Everybody that was successful in getting here into that earth suit and are in that earth suit, we're here, they were a winner. They are a winner. And God has a special task for you to do that nobody else can do. And you're going to do it. Unless you quit on God, because God ain't quitting on you. Because he told you it ain't over until he said, it's over. Give me the next scripture.
Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, read. I'll stop you at verse 4. Go ahead.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones.
Stop right there. A lot of people equate failure as well, I may as well give up. And they stop. Everything that happens to you in this life has a blessing and a lesson. Hello? Everything that happens to you in this life has what, Pastor Peaches?
A blessing and a lesson.
A blessing and a lesson. Now, God's just trying to, he's gonna teach you a lesson, even though you're in a valley of dry bones. Go ahead, continue to read.
Hallelujah. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry.
Stop. That is stuff that your business and your dreams you had 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And you thought they were dead. And you left them alone. You went around and looked at all the stuff that you tried and looked like they were dead. Remember this. It ain't over till God says it over.
Amen.
I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like, what it feels like, or what it even smells like. It ain't over until God says it's over. Go ahead and read.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live?
Stop.
Answer.
Stop right there. God knew the answer before he asked the question. He knows the answer. Can my dead business, can my dead businesses, can my dead dreams and visions live? And what did the carnal man say?
Mm-mm-mm.
Go ahead, read.
And he said, again he said unto me, prophesy upon...
Wait, okay, we missed the part.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered,
uh-huh.
O Lord God, thou knowest.
Okay, stop there. He's sort of getting out of his flesh a little bit, and he's saying, Lord God, you know. I don't know if he stepped out on faith at that point or not. Because he was leaning in the right direction. He leaned towards God. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, read some more.
Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied.
Stop right there. Stop at the Lord. Okay. Now, Shakodia Bashakara. God told this man to say what I'm telling you to say. I preached a message maybe a couple of times. Be prophetic and not pathetic. Prophetic is getting to the valley dry bones. Oh, Lord. Oh, woe is me, everything is dead. Oh, there's no hope, oh, Lord. Everything is dead. They've been dead a long time. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Oh, they're singing, oh, glory, hallelujah. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Because you're looking at what your eyes can see. But this word, God told the man, say what I say. See, we got to learn as Christians to stop saying what coming to our minds and say what God says.
Amen.
You're too busy opening up your eyes and looking at what you see. What you see ain't spiritual. That's why the preacher a lot of times say, close your eyes. Close your eyes and visualize what God is saying and repeat what God said. Go ahead, read some more.
It does. So I prophesied as I was commanded.
Stop. He did what God said do. Y'all, God tell you to do something, and y'all don't do what God said do, and then you complain to God why it ain't here yet. I asked you for such and such, and why it ain't here yet. I pay tithes and offerings. I go to church every time the door's open. Why it ain't here yet? Read that little first part again.
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
As he was.
And as I prophesied, there was a noise.
Come on now.
And behold, a.
Wait a minute. When they did, when he did what God said do, stuff started happening. What did it say? 10 minutes after that? An hour after that?
As soon as.
Go ahead. Continue to read.
And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them.
Stop right there. Too often we try to connect the dots. Figure out stuff for ourselves.
Amen.
All God asked us to do is do what I said do. Put the dots on the page. But I want to connect the dots. You, it's not your job to connect the dots. Just do what I said do. Read.
Then he said, he unto me, prophesy unto the wind.
Stop right there. Some folks give up halfway through the process. They see God moving, but it seemed like it wasn't complete. So you know what they say? Well, I guess it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
And they quit. But see, sometimes you got to keep on keeping on saying what God said. Now, go ahead now.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
Stop. You have prophesied over that vision that you had that was in the valley of dry bones. That was internal stuff. God went another step. He said, look here. Prophesy to some external forces that right now have nothing to do with what's in this valley, and command and prophesy to them. Prophesy to the financier. Prophesy to the telephone company. Prophesy to the building inspector. Prophesy to, hallelujah, the manufacturer of the chairs. Prophesy, shut out of the, speak to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Prophesy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Murder to the bush. To the motor vehicle people. Prophesy to everybody that's not involved in this thing right now. But because of your prophecy, because of your words, they must need get involved because God told you to do it. Go ahead, read some more.
And the breath came into them.
What?
And they lived.
They came alive. The breath came. It came from where? The north, east, south, or west? The winds came and blew breath into those visions, those businesses, those missions. Go ahead, read some more.
And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
What? Glory to God. Not a little molehill. Hallelujah. Not, oh, God, you know, he loves little things. But he, glory to God. That thing stood up. Hallelujah. Like a strong, mighty army. Go ahead, read some more.
Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
This is the church. Church was struggling. They've been booing who is all the world is terrible. The children are terrible. The schools are terrible. The city is terrible. Shut up. Say what God said. Don't say what the devil's doing. Say what God said. Come on now. Read.
Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part.
Stop. Epidemic of depression. Because everybody believes in what they're looking at. Shock out of your book, Kodiasa. But believe in what the Lord said. Come on, read some more.
Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold to my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel.
You will get to your reward on this side of the river. A place full of milk and honey. Your vision is coming to fruition. Your business is going to excel. Your hopes and dreams are being realized into this natural because you done seen it in the spirit realm. Go ahead.
And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, has spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
It ain't over until God says it over. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it seem like. I don't care what it smells like. It ain't over till God says it over. That last scripture now.
2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
I'm going to tell you something, y'all. God keeps his word. God keeps his word. It ain't over till God says it over. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise, we magnify your name. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord, for the seed sown, Lord. We ask that you give 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us.
Hallelujah.
Joining with us our midweek victory service. And I hope you enjoyed the word coming from our Bishop Byrd. If you'd like to drop us a line, please call 410-444-5152. If you'd like to mail, send us a line in the mail, please address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart, save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. You are now saved. If you prayed that prayer, It's just that simple. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah, because you've given your heart to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Power on.
God bless you.
Bluetooth pairing.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Connected.
See you on Sunday. Love you. God loves you. And there's nothing that you can do about it.
Thank you.